quiet, children. You've learned your arithmetic lesson very well, so as a reward, I have a little surprise for you. Hiding under my desk here is your old friend, Uncle Lumpy, who has a story for you. Come out from under there, Uncle, and tell us about Orly's lesson.
Well, now, one fine morning, Orly's pa, he says, Orly, you better shine your shoes and comb the knots out of your hair, because schools are starting tomorrow. Well, Orly, he kind of looked down at the floor and scratched his head, and he says, Pa, I don't guess I'm going to go to school this year. Well, now, as Pa says, you figure maybe you know all the things you need to know. Well, Orly says, I can drive a team and spell cat and 2 and 2 is 4, and George Washington's the father of our country. As Pa says, maybe you do know a few things, but I reckon maybe I can show you a few more. Come with me. Well, he took Orly out by the fence in the big green pasture, and they hid in some bushes, and his Pa says, now you keep your ears and eyes open and your mouth shut, and you'll see what you'll see. Well, sir, in a couple of minutes, here come a mama meadowlark and 2 little baby meadowlarks walking along the top of the fence. They stopped right in front of Orly, and this is what he heard.
All right, children, we're going to have our singing lesson now. We'll start with the meadowlark calling song. This is how it goes. Isn't that pretty? Now, Mary, you try it.
All right, Mama. I'll try.
That was very good, Mary. Now, Melvin, you try it.
Oh, I don't want to learn how to sing. That's corny.
Why, Melvin, I declare you're just a black crow of this family. Your father. We'll see what he has to say about this.
Ah, good morning, family. Wonderful singing weather, isn't it?
Ah, bugs.
What's that?
Melvin has decided he doesn't want to sing.
Oh, he doesn't, hey? Well, he at least ought to learn the meadowlark danger call. That means danger is near.
I can sing that one, Papa.
Very good, Mary. Now, what would you do if danger were near, Melvin?
I'd just say, help, help, and then I'd run like 60.
Yes, but yelling can't be heard as far away as singing. By the time the hawk was after your older brother, I heard his call way down by the river.
I don't care. I could run away real fast.
That'll be enough, Melvin. Now, we're going to have our flying lesson. Just watch me and move your wings the way I do. Easy it is. Who's going to try first?
I'm scared, but I'll try.
Hey, I just made it.
Gee, that's fun.
Ah, bugs. Fun, huh? I'm not going to learn how to fly. I can walk as fast as that. Just watch this.
I'm afraid you have an awful lot to learn, Melvin. Come, Mother, let's fly over to the thorn apple tree and have lunch.
You be careful now, Melvin. We'll be back soon.
Don't you worry about me. I can take care of myself.
Well, as soon as they left, Melvin started strutting up and down the fence, fit to kill. But all of a sudden, the old tomcat come sneaking up on him. And then Melvin saw him.
Help! Help! Oh, help!
He started to run with the old cat right after him. And of course, his folks couldn't hear him way over the thorn apple tree, and it looked pretty bad.
But just then, Orly looked at his paw kind of funny, and he says, Paw, I'm going to chase that old cat away, and when I come back, I guess I'll shine my shoes and comb the knots out of my hair. And that's what he did. And I guess you know where he was next morning.
Yep, he's the first one in the door.
That's all.